Good morning. Many places in interior New York and New England waking up to 2 to 4 inches of snow this morning, some spots even a little bit more, as a fast-moving system tracks east of the coast and on its way out. Still, some leftover flurries and snow showers around, and an increasing wind out of the west-northwest at times will gust over 20 to 30 and even up to 40 miles per hour, driving in somewhat cooler air. Still, temperatures today will rebound off our morning lows in the 20s and reach the upper 20s and lower 30s by the middle and latter part of the afternoon. High pressure building in from the Corn Belt will dominate the weather picture tonight, and skies will clear out. With the wind dying out, temperatures will drop quickly, and overnight lows will generally be between 0 and 10 above, with a few places in the mountains getting below 0 once again by tomorrow morning. That high pressure center will be overhead tomorrow, keeping it sunny for a while, but clouds be on the increase out in advance of the next storm. Energy diving into the Rocky Mountains will create a low pressure wave in the southern plains. It'll track through the mid-Mississippi Valley and toward the Great Lakes over the next 48 hours. On this track, snow will break out across interior New York and New England through the afternoon and into the evening tomorrow, with a few inches of snow possible by midnight. At this point, milder air flowing over the top of the colder air at the surface will create a transition in the precipitation type to sleet and some freezing rain. There could even be a period of icing overnight on Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning, especially across parts of the Catskills, Mid-Hudson Valley, north into the Greater Capital District and the I-90 corridor through New England. Eventually, mild enough air will come in at the surface to transition this freezing precipitation over to just plain rain showers by sunrise on Wednesday. High temperatures on Wednesday will be around 40 degrees on average, with just plain rain showers in the afternoon as the cold front sweeps through, starting a drying trend. Still some question as to the weather picture on Thursday, as another wave of low pressure may push some light snow through parts of the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. The rest of the region should be dry with highs in the 20s, then back to sunshine on Friday with highs staying in the 20s before we push it back into the 30s for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere ejecting out of the southwestern United States will meet up with cold air east of the Rockies to produce a healthy-sized storm over the next few days. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the Rockies. The San Juan Mountains in southern Colorado could pick up as much as 3 to 4 feet of snow from this storm, which will also increase the avalanche risk heading into the middle of the week. Meanwhile, out on the plains, in advance of the storm, blizzard watches and warnings have been issued for parts of eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota west of Minneapolis. While snowfall amounts will not be particularly impressive, on the order of about 2 to 5 inches, the wind will gust at times up to 50 miles per hour, causing considerable blowing and drifting snow and reduce visibility to a quarter mile or less at times. And fog is a problem east of the Appalachians and parts of the southeast today. Dense fog advisories have been issued for reduced visibility in these areas, and there could be flight delays in D.C., Charlotte, and Atlanta due to the thick fog. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in light snow and fog, also blowing snow at 1 above zero. Northwest wind right now at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a few flurries. The dew point 19, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is currently on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Myers and MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, to a low of 22 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun and wind in the upper 30s, Boston partly sunny and windy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with highs around 20. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low, 2. The average temperature, 14, that's 16 degrees below normal. 0.08 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday amounted to 1.4 inches of snow. That's 1 inch above average for the month. And now 72 inches of snow for the season, which is 25.1 inches above average. There were 51 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. Of course, that's the total for the month, which is 16 above average. But 5,181 heating degree days for the season is 202 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 65, set in 1991. And the record low, 4 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:46 p.m., 11 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy with snow showers today, highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Clearing and very cold tonight with lows near zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid-30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Clearing and very cold tonight with lows near 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with a few flurries and snow showers today, highs in the lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 5 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy and windy with a few flurries and snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds with light snow breaking out again by dark in the upper 20s. Snow, sleet, freezing rain overnight Tuesday night, rain showers Wednesday morning. Rain and snow showers Wednesday afternoon with highs around 40. Another chance of snow Thursday in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny in the mid-20s Friday. A few snow showers in the 30s on Saturday, and upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.